This edition of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 25th of July 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Robert Bounds. This week we welcome one of Finland's most exciting new pop artists into the studio, Jaakko Aino Kalevi. For the past few years, Kalevi has been juggling his music career with a tram driving job in Helsinki, where he says he buys a cup of coffee each morning and lets his melodic ideas develop as he rides around the city each day. It might not be the traditional rock and roll way, but it seems to be working. This year saw the release of Kalevi's eponymous new record, which has gone down a storm with critics, and today we're lucky to have him play a few tracks from it. To kick things off, here's Jaakko Aino Kalevi with Deeper Shadows. Jaakko, thank you so much for a fantastic live session. Lots of people have been in this studio over the years and done all sorts of different things, from country music to electro music. Mm. But I've never seen more wires and more corralling of everyday objects into a session, We got the cardboard box in there.
Mm,
we
have
a chair used for a very strange reason. But it all adds up to this amazing thing, which sounds like the wonderful record, which is named after yourself. How did you put that together? Was it a bit like this? Was it a mess of wires? Was it a mess of experimentation? Or did you walk into the studio knowing exactly what you wanted to do when you made the LP?
No, it was more like needed a drum set, and then we just were investigating what do we have here, and then just use them.
This song is called Room.
It was lovely seeing the three of you together in the studio, putting these tracks together. Is that what it was like when you were writing them, that they kind of came from a bit of messing around and riffing?
Yeah. I didn't have that strong ideas of the direction where I wanted to go, just playing and
playing and
seeing,
playing
seeing
around,
what happens.
Yeah.
A graceful flower in an elegant vase. Dim lights to make the perfect haze. Appealing painting showing the dualistic face.
And what about the vocals? Because the vocals are beautiful and there's some lovely recurring choruses in there, some nice ideas for lyrics and all the rest of it. Do they come first or last? Do you get a chorus in your head or do you get the verse first?
Usually they are the last thing. But yeah, sometimes it can be the starting point, but usually it's the very last thing I do.
Okay, so that kind of gets added on. That's the bonus at the end, where suddenly it turns into a song very much rather than a mess of stuff. Or yeah, okay. And is that how you describe these? I mean, some of your other work was, I don't know, a little bit less easy to put into a pigeonhole in terms of what you call it, whether it's progressive music or electronic music. Or there's a thing called cold wave, which it's been described as well. Do you care about genres and styles, or do you just make the music you make?
Yeah, I don't really care about the genres. I don't feel that I have to limit myself like that, or care about the genders.
Because one of those things, isn't it? If you go into a record store and you see your CD in a certain pile, you think, "Oh, that's the kind of music I make, is it?" Or do you know what I mean? Suddenly you're a pop artist, or suddenly you're an electro artist. Whereas before, you never really thought about that. Mm. And presumably, that not caring about genres sets you free when you're writing this music, when you're riffing, when you're jamming with your band, or you're just on your own in the studio. If it doesn't have to finish anywhere, it can go anywhere.
Exactly.
There's electronic music in there. There's a lot of really pure pop choruses in there. It's kind of very much a kind of pop record. Is that something to be proud of, that you can just, it starts off with different instrumentation and a different mix and stuff, but it ends up being a tune that anybody can hum and sing and memorize? Is that important?
It's not important, but it's nice. I think, with this record, I was investigating that side.
Yeah,
that kind of sounds.
Do you have any Jean-Michel Jarre records?
No, I don't. Okay. But I know him, of course.
don't have to be ashamed of it. It's fine. A little bit of Jean-Michel Jarre in your world. It's not. It's not a bad thing.
Any of his records?
I don't have any of his records. I like to categorically state that. Okay, Jaco Elno Kalevi has no Jean-Michel Jarre records. It is a fantastic record, and it is out now. Thank you very much, Jaco, for a fantastic Midori House session.
The next one is called Double Talk.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Thanks very much to my guest today, Jaco Aino Kalevi. His new self-titled album is out now on Domino Records, and he's playing dates in North America this month before hitting Europe again for the end of the summer. The show was produced by Holly Fisher, and the sound engineer was Alex Funnell. Tune in next week, but for the time being, I've been Robert Bounds, and thank you very much for tuning in.